Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you again to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we're glad that you've joined us, and we pray the Lord will bless you during our time together. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me to share with you, the Lord laid a message on my heart, perhaps the most important thing that we possess in our Christian walk. But before we go into the Word of God, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we come to You, Lord, and we thank You that You are our God and Your love has reached out to each one of us, Lord, to save us and to bring us into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank You that work that You started in us, it is You who will perfect or complete that work. And so, Father, You see the spiritual, the physical, mental, emotional condition of every listener. Lord, those who may be newly acquainted in a relationship with You, those, Father, who perhaps have walked with You for many years, Lord, we thank You that You are our Father and that You are able to meet us wherever we are at. You accept us wherever we are at. Just as we are, Lord, we can come to You. And knowing, Lord, that Your love for us will cause changes in our lives. And Lord, we're eager for those changes. Lord, as the future stretches out before us, we don't want to be the same as we were yesterday, last year. But Lord, we want to move and grow and understand more fully, have greater comprehension and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking right now that You will not only anoint this message, and Lord, make it a rhema word to each one of us in very unique ways that only the Holy Spirit can do, but Lord, that You will touch physical infirmities. Lord, I take authority over sickness in bodies. I pray for healing. Lord, those who are under stress or mental distress and upset, Father, Lord, I take authority over every work of the enemy that has come against them. And Father, I pray for Your peace right now to cover them, that they would feel the presence of the Lord and the calming influence of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank You and give You glory and honor that You love us so much, and we look to You, we call to You in our time of need, and Lord, You're faithful to hear and answer prayer. Father, we ask all of this in Jesus' name, that He might be glorified in and through our lives. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, what God has placed on my heart, I've entitled The Triumphs of Faith, and we're going to be looking at, I trust, a very familiar passage of Scripture found in Numbers, the 13th and 14th chapter. And I said that we were going to talk about the most important possession that we have as children of God, and that is our faith. God has given us many blessings. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, but perhaps the greatest gift of all is the gift of faith, and he's the author of that faith. It is His moving, His work in our lives that causes us to be able to even come to ask for salvation, to ask for spiritual understanding and revelation. He's a good God, and He loves you. And perhaps if anyone is listening and you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart, may I say it is not an accident that you've tuned in just to hear these few words. And I challenge you, regardless of what your past experiences have been, you may have had a church background, you may have never been in a church, but I ask you to to satisfy the understanding, the yearning, the questioning in your own soul, that you will be able to go to the Lord and say, God, if you're real, I need to know that. Make yourself real and alive and relevant in my life. There's much I don't understand, but Lord, I want to understand, and if you're real, I want to know you. That's all it takes. It just takes a sincere heart. However, whatever words are comfortable to you, just inviting Jesus into your heart. Say, Lord, I don't understand, but I'm willing to be taught. And that invitation is all that he needs, and he takes you just where you're at, and his gracious, loving hand will lead you step by step into understanding and into truth. And as Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Praise God. Well, beloved, I'm so glad we have these few moments together. And as I said, I wanted to talk about faith because it's the most important asset that you have as a Christian. If you have faith, a faith in God, that will see you through any and all circumstances, every trial, every test, every battle that you could possibly face. He is with you, and your faith is an acknowledgement of those spiritual realities. 1 John 5:4 declares, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Think of that, brother and sister. Your faith provides and is the very substance of the victory that overcomes all the negative, the evil, the perplexing, the confusing, the distressing things that are in this world. The things that, as Paul said, perilous times that would come in the end times. Surely, as we look at the world scene and hear the things that are going on in the nations of the world and even our own nation, our hearts grieve that mankind is so far away from the reality of truth that could be found in the gospel, because only there is there peace and truth and freedom and love and the things that the heart of man longs after. And so John said also in the Gospel of John, in the 16th chapter, verse 33, these are the words of Jesus, and he said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I don't believe there's anyone that doesn't yearn for a time where they could be free from battles. Even the unsaved, they try to find some comfort, some distraction, some pleasure in various addictions and in all the things the world could offer, fame or money or fortune or relationships, whatever it would be. They're trying to find comfort for their souls. And only those who have tried all of those avenues sometimes will come to the conclusion there is no satisfaction, there is no fulfillment in any of those things. But if we are sincere and if we want truth, then we can come before the living God and say, "Show yourself, Lord. I want to know you." And that is a prayer that he loves to answer, not only when we first come to him, but even as we perhaps have walked with him for many years. If we can cry out as we did when we were first saved, "Lord, make yourself real. Show yourself to me. I want to know you more. I want to love you better. I want to be all that you would want me to be and have all that you want me to have." That's his heart's desire for you, beloved. And so while we may yearn for a time to be free from battles, it will only come when we go home to be with the Lord through death or when Jesus returns to set up his earthly kingdom. And the older I get, the more I love simplicity. And I don't know about you, there's such complexity and such a hub of noise and confusion and overstimulation and there's just an abundance of knowledge, so many things to distract and take your attention. I love the simplicity of the gospel, although some can perhaps make it more complicated than it is. But Jesus' command said, He said, there are two great commandments. You love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. If we could fulfill those two things, all the law and the prophets are summed up in those two great commandments. And we also have to understand that it is our faith, no matter what the temptation, brother and sister, no matter what the burden, no matter what the battle, and in every trial and in every tribulation, it is your faith, it is our faith in God that will see us through, not in ourselves, not in hoping that circumstances will be favorable, but it's faith in God. And in the trials of our faith, I believe God is doing two things. Number one, he's proving our knowledge of him. Do you remember the centurion in the 8th chapter of Matthew? Jesus was absolutely amazed. He was asked to come and heal the centurion's servant. And then the centurion said, I'm not worthy to come for you to come under my roof, but speak the word only and my servant will be healed. And Jesus marveled and he said, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. But that man understood truths. He understood principles. He understood the dynamics of authority, of leadership, of those who would be following in submission and in obedience. And beloved, that's when we are tried through tests, through trials. It proves our knowledge of him and of spiritual principles and realities. It also proves our relationship with him. And as we go through trials, it proves who is Lord. Is it Lord Jesus that is truly Lord of your life, or is it self? And we have make all kinds of accommodations for ourselves, all kinds of self-deception and excuses, everything to cover over the fact that really it's self that sits enthroned on the throne of our heart. And so, beloved, as we were just getting into this, and I pray that if the Lord allows that you'll be able to join me tomorrow at the same time, or please feel free to go to our website at unveilchrist.org and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you and I want to thank you for listening and joining me. My prayers are with you every day. I pray for my UCM partners, my radio family. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.